Joining me now in studio is the Commerce ISD Hall of Honor class of 2011, Alvis Alderman and Champion, Loretta Kibler and Janet Peek, and Bill Furmaster and Dr. Mary Hendricks, two of the other inductees for Friday's ceremonies, could not be with us today, but we'll be sure to highlight their accomplishments a bit later on. Let me first introduce Alvis Alderman, a teacher and administrator at Commerce ISD from 1972 to 1996, and has worked for a local insurance agency since his retirement. Welcome, sir.
Thank you.
Now, he taught science and health at Commerce Middle School for 2 years before serving as assistant principal at Commerce High School for 22 years. I understand that, according to your nomination, you were described as a stern disciplinarian that played no favorites and held no grudges. How would you describe your teaching and or administrative philosophy, Mr. Alderman?
Well, I just came to work every day and met the kids and loved to be around them.
Being an assistant principal for 22 years, things change, obviously, over that time. What types of changes stand out to you, and what helped shape this school district?
Well, the things didn't change, and certainly the kids didn't change, but society changed a little bit, and parenting changed a little bit.
Alvis Alderman, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you.
Ann Champion was a teacher at Norris School and CISD from 1956 to 1984. Last year, you accepted this award on behalf of your late husband, Harry, and this year we're happy to have you back as an honoree yourself. You're continuing to serve the community through Meals on Wheels.
Yes.
And the Disciples of Faith Bible Church, and thanks for being with us. In the early 1960s, you were part of the integration of Norris School and CISD.
Exactly.
What were some of the vivid memories you have from that time period?
Well, one thing that I observed, most of the schools in this area had problems when they integrated. We had no problems, and I don't know if either of you were here, but that year we got a $20 bonus for having had such a easy integration, and I think it's because of the people. The people here are unusual. I came and I was not here, you know, wondering, am I going to be accepted because of my color? There was no problem with having to come and be a part of what was going on. It was just unusual, because you would have thought that since so many people are having trouble, so many schools are having trouble with integration, and we had no problem at all. And I just love Commerce. When I was a kid, I always wanted to live in New York City. I wouldn't live in New York City if they paid me to live there. I love Commerce.
What does it mean to be able to be part of that and see those students grow through the challenging, well, what some may perceive as a challenging time, not for Commerce, though? What was it like to be able to see those students grow through that process?
Well, it was really, really rewarding to know that we had that impact on the children. I felt like the teachers and this gentleman here, everybody that knows him says he is a person who believes in being fair. And that is unusual. And he, you know, if you were wrong, regardless of whether you were a teacher's child or if you thought that you could, you know, take advantage of him, you were wrong, because you just had to line up and do the right thing. And I love all of the teachers that I taught with. Many of them have passed on, but they accepted me just as if I were part of this, of all of the things that were happening. And I just love it. Commerce is great.
Thank you for being with us, Ann. Mm-hmm. Loretta Horn Kibler is from the Commerce High School class of 1960. And she later served as a teacher or principal, and then for 7 years was superintendent of Commerce ISD before retiring in 2001. You also taught at East Texas State University, and you're a founding board member of the Northeast Texas Children's Museum and Commerce School's Educational Enrichment Foundation. Now, you're also named Employer of the Year by the Rotary Club and Citizen of the Year by the Commerce Chamber of Commerce. And welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
It's obvious you hold a special place in your heart for Commerce. What makes this place so special to you?
As Ms. Champion was saying, the people make Commerce, and Commerce is a great place to receive people, to allow them to grow and develop professionally and personally, and I certainly had that opportunity going to high school here and then returning as a teacher, principal, assistant superintendent, and superintendent. But Commerce is made up of great people and great purposes.
One of the things noted during your time as superintendent is the ability to secure land for the Commerce High School from the university, from the A&M System Board of Regents, I should say. Tell us about that accomplishment and what it's meant for the students and what it's meant for the community.
Commerce is landlocked as far as opportunities for building purposes for public schools. And Dr. Jerry Morris, who is now deceased, but he was president at the time, approached Dr. Barry Thompson and the A&M Board of Regents. I attended that board meeting, and I'll tell you, we left with a smile on our faces because the university graciously leased us the land for 99 years. And it gave us an opportunity to build a lovely facility, state-of-the-art technology, something that was greatly needed for our community.
Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you.
Also with us today is Janet Peake, Commerce High School class of 1955 and a teacher at CHS. And Mrs. Peake serves on the A&M Commerce Alumni Board and is a founding board member of the Commerce School's Educational Enrichment Foundation. Also assists with the Commerce Leadership Institute through the Chamber of Commerce. Peake has been recognized by the university with a Gold Blazer Award. She has also been named an Alumni Ambassador and Outstanding Alumni for the College of Education. And thanks for being with us, Janet.
Thank you so much. Enjoy being here.
And I'll ask you the same question I asked Loretta. What makes Commerce special to you? Because it's obvious you're quite taken with this place, considering all your involvement.
I'd simply say that, I'm going to endorse people. Mm-hmm. Commerce has a way of giving back, and it's to community spirited endeavors. Ms. Champion last night was awarded an appreciation certificate for her work with Meals on Wheels. We had a nice auction last night, and though that's not the topic here, it speaks to what your question. People are there, they're participating, they are enjoying each other, and they are supporting. Commerce is a town of support, whether it be school, civic, church activity, we are there to help each other. In other words, we have each other's backs.
Mm-hmm. Some of the things that you took as a student and were able to apply as your work as a teacher, maybe in everyday life for that matter.
As a teacher, I took my undergraduate work here at the university with Jack Bell and Otha Spencer and Paul Barris. And in my journalism background and career, that I find has stabilize my teaching, because when you know journalism, as you yourself know, Scott, that opens the world to you. And Lois Hyman was very instrumental in my English background, and Paul Barris. So I take those tenets of journalism and the love of the English language with me and move it forward.
Well, we appreciate you being here as well.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And let me bring it back to Alvis. And I know that it may be hard to just think of one, but when you think of some of your best memories with the Commerce ISD and with the community, what comes to mind?
Well, I don't know that one thing comes to mind. I came here in 1972, and the people, like Ms. Champion said, coming to Commerce ISD from the Norris School, they accepted me, so I just stayed.
And what comes to mind when you think of some of the best memories here in the community and with the district?
I may be a little bit prejudiced, but the memory that I have is in my husband won state basketball championship. Mm-hmm. That was great to me, because that's what he wanted, to at least have one year. He was here several years as a basketball teacher, head basketball coach. And in fact, that was something that wasn't being done around in this area, a black man being the head coach. And I mean, that's just a little idea of what we were, what we are, mm-hmm. and how we approach life as a person who is worthy regardless of the color or whatever. But that was great when he won the state championship. That was what I remember that I really enjoyed.
Loretta, what comes to mind to you?
Some of the moments that I treasure the most were in the springtime of each year when I was superintendent. The first grade teachers would ask me over to hear each child read individually, because we want to celebrate their newfound skill of reading, which would be the basis for their education. And those are just treasured moments of those precious faces reading.
Mm-hmm. And Janet?
Well, of course, it's going to be in the journalism area. Dr. Robert Sanders, who formerly was the chair of your department, invited Commerce High School, Sragitt, and yearbook staff and the newspaper staff to form a radio show and a weekly radio show and a weekly TV show. And one was called Tiger Territory and mm-hmm. one was called Tiger Timetable. And so to watch my journalism students, and all of them were involved there, not just the talent who spoke the lines, but we did graphics and all sorts of things. And we met at 5 o'clock in the afternoon on Wednesdays. And some of those individuals whose voices you heard then, you can hear now over the airwaves.
No, so, very neat.
Yeah, it was exciting, thrilling. And also the Friday nights. The Fridays in football here, and our halls were filled with a great sense of revelry. And we had great times at those pep rallies. Look forward to this pep rally on Friday.
Well, let me piggyback off of that, because it comes at a time when, well, the football team is doing very well. It's a time when the district has a chance, the school board has a chance to honor you in festivities at lunch, and then that evening at the homecoming game. What's that like? What do you anticipate that being like? And let me start with you, Janet, and we'll go back around.
Well, as a girl, I marched on that field as a majorette for the Tecumseh Tiger Band. And I've always helped individuals get ready to walk out on that field to be honored. And this time it will be for me and, well, along with my friends here. And I don't really know what that's going to be like, but we hope it's going to be as sound a memory as those were.
Loretta?
I think it'll bring back memories of all the Tigers that have marched on that field, whether it's in the band or whether it's football, the parents, the students, and it'll be a great opportunity for us to be on the field with the current players and band members.
Ann?
That will be my first time of being on A&M. I'm still thinking ET, mm-hmm. but A&M being on that field, and that was just a great opportunity for me as a person to have walked the same grounds that many of the other people have gone, and I've enjoyed that.
And Alvis, a chance for you to be a part of the festivities at lunch Friday and at the game Friday evening. What's that going to be like for you, do you think?
Well, of course, the Friday nights were always busy for me, and my main duty was get the referees on and off the frill safely, and no fan would be upset at them. So I was on the field every ball game for 22 years, mm-hmm. trying to get home ball game for 22 years, getting them on and off the field and getting them there safely. And there were times where there were some fans that we're not happy, but we managed.
Mm-hmm. Well, different perspective this time, and no need to worry about the referees, and just enjoy your moment, right?
That's right.
As I conclude, and I really appreciate you joining us today, I want to get an idea of, you know, what your hopes are for the future of Commerce ISD, what your hopes are for the community of commerce. Maybe we've, you know, reached some of those goals, but there's always new goals that we're always trying to work toward. And Alvis, for you, the chance to look ahead maybe 10, 15 years to see what this place may be like, what your hopes are, what your goals are for this district and community.
Well, I hope so in 10 or 15 years. But, you know, just hope that the students now have good memories like our students have in the past. And they accomplish things and do well, and it's good to see them always.
Ann?
I just hope that we have produced productive young people and that they can carry on and just be great. I'm hoping that somebody will be great. And I'd like to just say this to Janet. My daughter still remembers what you said about covering an editorial or something to that effect. Will you tell him what you said?
My aunt, I don't know if I can remember that. I believe, is it the three tenets in form? Is that what you're talking about?
No,
you're talking about a paragraph long enough to
yes.
be interesting and short enough to cover the subject.
And it's compared to
a lady's skirt.
Right. I think that's so cute.
Loretta, some of the goals, some of the things that you envision for the district moving forward, for the community?
My hope for the district is that as they face new accountability measures and a lot of testing standards, that they'll be able to help the students, which they're doing an extremely good job at this time. But there's also a lot of pressure on the students and on the mm-hmm. teachers, and I wish for them less stress, happiness, and to be able to develop as happy children and leave with good memories, as Alvis said.
And Janet?
Tomorrow, there is a Rachel's Challenge exercise for some 100 students at Commerce High School, and I'm privileged to be part of that endeavor, and I'll look forward to that. I think what we're seeing in the schools with the leadership and the principals and the assistant principals and certainly Superintendent Cooper, I think we're seeing a great charge toward me moving to each other and creating that infrastructure that makes things happen, and whether it be with testing or in our relationships with each other, I think it moves us forward because those individuals are open, they're global in their thinking, and when you walk in the schools, there is an area, an aura of acceptance, hospitality, and academics, and that's what we want to see, and courteousness. Mm-hmm.
A couple of honorees that couldn't be with us at the time of this recording, Bill Furmeister and Dr. Mary Hendricks. And it's obvious that the group we have here with us today, you all know each other. Whether you've come to know each other while you're attending School of Commerce, while you were an instructor, even after your time at Commerce ISD out in the community, just being a resident of the community, I wanted to open it up for everyone to maybe comment or just someone chime in about Mr. Furmeister, about Dr. Hendricks, what it is about their character, their accomplishments that is deserving of this Hall of Honor induction.
Bill Furmeister started giving back to the district as a former student back in the 90s. He gave technology, bought math programs, was so available to assist us by his own initiative because he had such a good experience in Commerce High School and wanted to give back. And he's very much a part of the foundation now in giving to that so the grants can be awarded. But he certainly values his education at Commerce, and he is very worthy of this award.
And thank you, Loretta, for those comments. Mr. Furmeister, a 1953 graduate of Commerce High School, attended college at the University of Texas, received a bachelor's degree in electrical engineering, and served in the U.S. Army, and then continued in the engineering field after his service, and later became an investor. And, of course, all those great things you said about him, his contributions to the Commerce School's Educational Enrichment Foundation. Dr. Mary Hendricks, again, also couldn't be with us today. She began her career, a teaching career at Commerce Middle School, and later advanced to East Texas State University, and now has moved up through the ranks and currently serves as Vice President of Student Access and Success. And I'll welcome any comments about Dr. Hendricks.
I'll take Mary Hendricks. Okay. I taught her as a sophomore. She was a sophomore, and we had a great time there. We were studying Julius Caesar, as I recall, with Mary. And she walked in one day, and she said, "I just don't understand this passage." But, you know, she always has had that thirst for learning and for understanding, and she's a very unassuming leader, and she never takes herself seriously. And it's my honor to have taught her and to have known her now as a colleague in a variety of areas, volunteer areas, and here at the university. So it's I'm pleased to walk that field with her and with Bill as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, we look forward to the festivities on Friday evening, and we hope to make that part of our broadcast as we prepare for the Commerce Tigers broadcast as well. So thank you so much. Thank you for your service. Janet Peek, Loretta Kibler, Ann Champion, and Alvis Alderman, thank you so much for being here with us, and we congratulate you on your honor.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.